The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Religion is the most interesting subject in the entire world, and I don't just say that because I'm a priest. I say that because it's true. Religion covers the things we are most passionate about, the things we live for and die for. Things like what's right, what's wrong, who says, and how do we know? What's true and what's false? What's good and what's evil? How should you be living your life? And what kind of behavior is not worthy of you? And of course, the most interesting subject of them all, what happens to us after we die? You want to know something interesting? Every civilization in human history has believed that there's life after death in some fashion or another. And I mean no exceptions in all of recorded human history. It's like there's something in the marrow of our bones that knows the truth of this. That it's not over when someone breathes their last. There's something waiting for us. And that something is good for those who have done good, and some kind of punishment for those who have done evil. You want to know something interesting? You can look this up on your own if you're curious. The rate at which people rank and file out there in the streets, even as I speak right now, believe in life after death, is nearly 100%, and that's even among atheists. Now, it's a fascinating subject, but it's a cryptic and mysterious one. We don't have a whole lot to go on, but today's feast does give us something solid. The Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that's what we celebrate today, and here's what this feast means. It means that at the end of the course of her earthly life, the Blessed Virgin Mary was taken into heaven, body and soul. Not just soul, but body and soul, mysterious as that might sound. That body, which gave life to Christ our Lord. That body, which gave him the blood he shed to set us free from our sins, that body was not going to undergo the corruption and the decay of the grave. Now, don't misunderstand. This is not the ascension. We say Jesus ascended into heaven. This is different. It's the assumption, or Mary was assumed or taken up into heaven. And would you believe we already all confess that we believe this every single week? You might not have thought about it, but we do. Because when we say the creed, there's a little line in the creed, and it says, "I believe in the resurrection of the body." You ever stop to ask yourself what that means? It's a very strange belief. And I have to confess, I don't understand how this works, but somehow, after you die, right, in some kind of future unknown time, and I don't understand when or how this works, you are not going to be in heaven for all of eternity, a disembodied spirit. Now, everybody knows how it is right now. You die, and the spirit is separated from the body. By the way, that's the definition of death. What's death? It's when your body and your soul are separated. Everybody knows what the body is. It's this physical thing we all carry around. But your soul, what's that? Your spirit, what's that mean? That is everything about you that is not physical. That's your memory and your knowledge and your love and all of your virtues and sadly all of your vices. Everything about you that's not spiritual, that's not physical, lives. You are immortal, if you've never heard that said so bluntly before. But when we put that body in the ground in a coffin, are you aware? God never intended it to be that way. An angel was made a creature of pure spirit. A human being was not made by God to be a creature of pure spirit. You're made to be one spirit and body, an incarnate spirit. That's what we are. And that's what we're meant to be forever. And you want to know the proof of it? The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And you know it quite well because you've all heard the Easter story. When Jesus rose from the dead, he rose in a mysterious, definitely physical body. I mean, if you wanted to, you could reach up and give him a hug. And you could touch his wounds in his side and in his hands, and he ate and he drank. He was not a disembodied spirit. As Jesus is, so we hope to follow. It's just that the Blessed Mother followed first. That's the Feast of the Assumption. Now, you could hear that, and you could say, it's all fine and well, but so what? Let me put it to you real bluntly. The Assumption of the Blessed Mother. Who cares? The Assumption of the Blessed Mother. So what? I could talk for an hour on the answer to that question, but let me just give you three simple things, okay? Just three simple things. What you believe affects how you act. Are you aware of that? In fact, you could take it a step further. How you pray affects how you believe, and that affects how you act. It's an ancient maxim. So ancient that they used to say it in Latin. Lex orandi, lex credendi, lex viviendi. The law of praying is the law of believing is the law of acting. And so if you believe in the resurrection of the body and in the Assumption of the Blessed Mother, one of the consequences for that is going to be a profound respect for the human body. And isn't that something that's sorely lacking in our own time? If you believe in the Assumption of the Blessed Mother, first consequence is you are going to respect yourself. Because when they say that you're a temple of God, what they mean to say is that God's Holy Spirit dwells in your body. That means you and your body are holy. The intersection of heaven and earth, right here on this earth. That means you're going to respect yourself. When you talk about all the sins that you could commit in your body, you see why now? Do you see why now there's such a crime? And why it's something you want to confess? It also means that you're going to respect every other person. Listen to this. Next to the Blessed Sacrament, which is God Himself, you have never in your life met anything holier than the Spirit of God dwelling in your neighbor. Now that's a lot to think about, isn't it? Here's something else. If you believe in the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, you will never be defeated by despair. Because you will always remember that you are destined for a heritage which is nothing short of glorious out of this world. You might have some bad days, you might feel down, but you can lift yourself up again. Remember where you're headed. And you'll never be defeated by sadness or despair. Do you know the difference between optimism and hope? Optimism's nice, it's a virtue. by optimism. You deliberately choose to see the best side of things, and even when things are down, you're going to choose to find something good, and optimism's great. We all need it. Helps lift everybody up. But it's nothing compared to hope. Hope isn't just some kind of deliberate choice of seeing what's best. Hope is from a promise of God of what He will do. And you want to know what? God never breaks His promises. Remember the Assumption and your glorious heritage. The third thing to remember about the Assumption is this. Don't ever forget that in the Blessed Mother, you've got a friend in a high place. You've heard it said before, Mary's the mother of Jesus and she's our mother also. You've probably heard that before. If you haven't, it's true. And people write it off as pious fluff. Do you know what that means? What's a mother? A mother is one who gives life and who brings that life to maturity. She protects that life, defends that life, nourishes that life until it's grown and strong. Now, you've got your mother in the flesh. We all do. But spiritually speaking, your life is Christ. That's why the Blessed Virgin Mary is your spiritual mother as well. She, who is through her, that the life of Christ first came to you, and it's by her protection and intercession that that life grows to full strength and maturity. And I'm telling you, there's something about a mom I'll never understand because I'll never been a mom, never will be, you'll be glad to know, right? But there's something about a mom. She's there for you even when everybody else in the world has given up on you. She still loves you even when nobody else in the world does. Remember that. When you are at the end of your rope, that you have a friend in a high place. Because as the Blessed Virgin Mary said, He who is mighty has done great things for me. And I want to tell you this much. He who is mighty has done great things for you as well. Let's ask for her prayers to help us today. Mary, Queen assumed into heaven, pray for us.